WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
Washington Talks email, New York shooting. I'm Elliot Francis. Hillary Clinton is firing back after a State Department report criticized the former Secretary of State's email practices. In an interview Wednesday night, Mrs. Clinton said that report will not hurt her bid for the White House.
There may be reports that come out, but nothing has changed. It's the same story. Just like previous secretaries of state, I used a personal email. Many people did. It was not at all unprecedented.
A department spokesperson says there were no regulations preventing Clinton from using a personal email account when she ran the State Department. One person is dead following a shooting incident overnight at a New York City concert hall where rapper T.I. was set to perform.
We didn't really see. It was on top where the VIP was. So everybody just started running on the bottom where we were on the floor, like where the stage is, and I got stomped out. I fell. Yeah, so it was really crazy. Everybody was just running, very scared.
At least three other people were injured in the shooting at Irving Plaza. I'm Elliot Francis. A debate between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders might happen before the California primary. Correspondent Mark Chase tells why.
On Wednesday, Republican Donald Trump, appearing on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, was asked if he would debate the Democratic candidate since Hillary Clinton turned down a debate with Sanders.
If you paid a nice sum for the charity, I would love to do that.
Trump also proposed television coverage of such an event could be paid for by the networks, with that money going to charity. Shortly after, Sanders took to Twitter to accept the invitation, saying, "Game on." Hillary Clinton's campaign hasn't commented. I'm Mark Chase.
Family members of the nine people gunned down at a historic black church in South Carolina say they support the decision by prosecutors to seek the death penalty for Dylan Roof, the man charged in those killings, and expect more TSA screeners to help move along those security lines at the airport. The head of the TSA, Paul Neffinger, says 768 new screeners will be added by mid-June at the nation's busiest airports. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. A hefty property tax increase is expected to get the final stamp of approval today from the Montgomery County Council.
Property taxes will be going up 8.7% in Montgomery County if the council approves the FY17 budget as is today. The council is also expected to vote to increase the recordation tax on home sales. County Executive Ike Leggett tells MyMC Media increasing these taxes now limits the county's options in the future.
It essentially means that we've exhausted virtually all of our options in terms of additional revenue.
With that being the case,
potentially, we're in line for a major cost reductions next year.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An Uber driver from Gaithersburg is under arrest, charged with attempted murder after police say he tried to shoot at officers. 52-year-old Jonathan Hemming was wanted on drug charges, but police say when they tried to arrest him last week, he pulled out a homemade handgun. Police tased him and took him into custody. Uber, in a statement, says they removed Hemming's access to the platform and they'll cooperate in the investigation. The House voting to maintain control over the district's budget process after the mayor and council tried to sidestep Congress for the first time this year. They're passing a bill disallowing the district to spend local money without getting approval from Congress first. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton on the floor called Republican House members hypocrites, accusing them of running the district like a plantation. The White House has threatened to veto the bill. And Ashburn is buzzing once again as the Skins meet for their first offseason OTAs. Head coach Jay Gruden.
You know, so we're in shorts right now. We're just going through our fundamentals and who we're blocking. But basically, as far as coming off the ball, low pad level and, you know, pushing people around, that's not going to happen out here.
Wide receiver DeSean Jackson was a no-show at the optional workouts. They wrap up today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,851. NASDAQ at 48.94. Sports, Nats lost the rubber game to the Mets. Cardinals visit Nats Park tonight. O's lost by one in Houston. NBA playoffs, the Cavs blew out the Raptors. They now lead 3-2. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any close friends?
I'm happy to say that we do, sir.
Yes.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day, and I'm inclined to believe him.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said his secret was to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a very wise friend.
That's why I called you here. I've been listening to your radio ads.
Yep, he's been listening.
All you have to do is point.
Goodbye, junk.
Hello, relief.
This feels as good as he said it would. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready to be happy,
really happy,
all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go. Maryland, we'll start with the road work as you come through Silver Spring toward College Park. On that inner loop, right as you pass Colesville Road to University Boulevard, they're picking up the last of the barrels there. I'm not seeing much of a delay, so just be cautious. You're coming out of Bethesda into Silver Spring because you'll see a lot of that activity. Don't want that to become an accident. On 270 between Frederick and the Beltway, each direction, lanes are wide open. No problems. Virginia, 95 pushing out of Stafford, up through to 95 to the Beltway, 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Good. All's quiet in town. Heading across the 11th Street Bridge in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, inbound New York Avenue. Lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to push some showers in from the west. We'll see some sunshine with increasing clouds as we go through the day. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. And stay warm. Up near 88, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Gainesville, 55 in Bethesda, 63 in D.C. Americans are getting larger than ever. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 right here. WMAL, your favorite radio station, because it's where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We got plenty for you in a huge news day today. 6:35, Ken Klukowski, Supreme Court watcher and legal analyst, talk about this lawsuit from 11 states against the Obama administration on the transgender bathroom locker room policies. 7:05, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch. He'll be in studio to talk about the remarkable revelations yesterday implicating Hillary Clinton in a whole lot of lies over her email story. 7:35 brings us Stuart Varney. Why is John Kerry trying to drum up foreign investment for Iran? We'll ask Stuart that. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN, will get his take on the email story blowing up the Hillary Clinton campaign. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And let's move right into that because there is so much discuss in this Inspector General's report that came out yesterday. First of all, let me just destroy one of the arguments that you're going to hear from the Clinton camp. They're going to say, this was a very, partisan report. This comes from an Inspector General that was appointed by President Obama. Let's just get that on the record right now. Anybody who tells you that this is a partisan report, that it was a hatchet job, it was produced by the Inspector General that was appointed to the State Department by the current President of the United States. So shut up on that, okay? It is real. It is an intensive and an extensive investigation into this email matter. And the first one that we've seen, and there are bombshells, boom, just dropping all over the place. Virtually every paragraph has something that makes the eyebrows go up. Yeah, she's not laughing about this one, I guarantee you.
It's just ludicrous on the face of it.
That's right. That's right. Well, let me start with a few things here. In November of 2010, Hillary Clinton is expressing some concern that her personal emails might be accessible and that they needed to do something to protect them. In an email that went between Hillary Clinton and her deputy chief of staff, Huma Abedin, she said, "Look, we need to get a separate address or device. I don't want any risk of personal becoming accessible." Talking about personal emails becoming accessible. That was the beginning of a decision that they were going to set up this private server. That was a bombshell in its own right, that there was an email in which they discussed. Because if you remember, the secretary has said that the only reason that she wanted a private email server was because that it would be more convenient. She didn't want to have to carry two devices. And so, out of a matter of convenience, he says, we need to have an email system that is private.
I had no intention of doing anything other than having a convenient way of communicating. And it turned out not to be so convenient.
Now, yet in November of 2010, in an email to Huma Abedin, she is talking about getting a private, separate address and device because she doesn't want her personal emails to become accessible.
So not only is it clear that she is not interested in convenience here because she's willing to have a second device.
Right.
But she's very specifically saying she wants a second device because she wants her emails to be inaccessible.
That's right.
From people. Now, she says in here the personal, but it doesn't matter.
Well,
clearly she knows that by having it on a server, it is inaccessible. This is a smoking gun.
Yeah. Let's talk about the personal emails. Remember, 30,000 of the emails that were at one time on this server were called out, and only about half of them were turned over to the State Department, originally by the Clinton folks, because, these were personal matters. This has to do with my Zumba classes, and has to do with, what's for dinner, and that kind of stuff. Well, you know what? It turns out we now know, just in one particular instance, that there were 19 emails between Hillary Clinton and then-General David Petraeus that were considered personal and not turned over to the State Department. How do we know this? Not because Hillary turned them over. She never turned them over. Those were among the 30,000 that got deleted. We know this because the Department of Defense turned over 19 emails between Secretary Clinton and David Petraeus that were on that private server. Petraeus, by the way, was sending from his official account, and it was going to the private account of Hillary Clinton 19 occasions. And that's just one that we found out about. Here's the other thing. Hillary has made a case of saying that the private server was permitted under rules. I didn't have to ask anybody's permission because it was permitted. Well, this IG report says that this violated State Department rules and was clearly not permitted. And beyond that, she never asked anybody. And in fact, at one point, this is the thing that this just is eye-popping. There were some people at the State Department who were very concerned about this private server. And in 2010, in the very beginning, they were raising their hands and said, excuse me, there are some security concerns here about this private server. And they were sent a message, and according to the Inspector General report yesterday, we're told that they were to never, quote, never speak of the Secretary's personal email system again. Well, when you get a message like that from the top boss that you're never to question this again, guess what? You don't. That is just astonishing.
Wait, but I thought that they weren't hiding anything.
No.
That we weren't hiding the fact that there was a private server because, let's face it, everything that she emailed, she claims, is being cataloged on the State Department email servers, mm-hmm. right? Hasn't that always been her argument?
Right.
So I don't understand how this can be never speak of it again.
I've been more transparent than anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amount to transparency, let me just bring up another issue. This is pretty telling as well. The Inspector General spoke to a lot of people, former secretaries of state, a lot of people at the State Department who were involved in emails and how they are produced, et cetera, et cetera. They talked to a whole bunch of people. You know who they didn't talk to? They didn't talk to the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, because she declined to be interviewed.
They didn't cooperate.
And neither did Huma, and neither did Cheryl Mills, and neither did a whole host of people that are tied up in this matter. They did not cooperate. Now, Hillary Clinton has said, I want this thing to be over. I want to answer all questions. I want to clear the air. We did nothing wrong. Well, then why don't you sit down with the Inspector General of the State Department and answer a few questions? As you look at the totality of this report, and you read, it doesn't take but about a half an hour to read through the report. It's about 83 pages. I would recommend that you go to the internet, you download this thing, and you take a look at it. You are going to walk away with one overriding realization, and that is this was not about, convenience. This was about protecting her emails. She wanted to be in control of her emails. She wanted to make sure that none of the emails got into the public domain unless she allowed it, and then she wanted to be in control. This had nothing to do with convenience. This had to do with everything of controlling the record and making sure that anything that came out later was going to be scrubbed by her or her people. And by the way, we now know without a shadow of a doubt that work emails were culled from those 30,000 that were turned over. Not all the work emails have been turned over. So one can only hope that if the Inspector General without the cooperation of Hillary Clinton, without the cooperation of these other folks, came up with this much, that the FBI is no doubt in its investigation a lot further along. One can only hope. The question is, of course, do you think she'll actually have anything happen to her with this investigation? Will she get away with it? We want to know what you think. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
I mean, it's just ludicrous on the face of it.
It's now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's get Leesburg. Route 7, a little bit busy on the outbound westbound side of Belmont Ridge Road for the crash. They stopped all traffic temporarily here. If you're coming inbound, say, off of the bypass out of Leesburg, your lanes are open, but you can see all this activity. So brief delay inbound at the cross of the crash at Belmont Ridge Road. 66 Greenway, Holt Road, you're off to a quiet start. No problems to report on 95 out of Stafford, heading up in through Newington and up on to 395. Good news here. Maryland Beltway looks like everything's picked up from the overnight road work. So heading between Bethesda, Silver Spring, and College Park, each direction lanes are open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for really nice weather today, a high of around 88 degrees. It could be, you know, this time of year when it gets warm like this, you could have an afternoon thunderstorm, a convective thunder shower. That's possible any day for the next few days. Tonight, again, it's a possible thunderstorm, but nothing certain. Low of 67. Tomorrow, we're talking about a temperature of 88 degrees. And on Saturday and Sunday, it looks like it's going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday, a lot of sunshine. And on Sunday, they say clear to partly cloudy. Currently in the nation's capital, already 62 degrees. 5:16 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
It is 5:16 on WMAL. We want to know what you think. You've heard us lay out what the Inspector General report had to say. What do you think? Is she
only
gonna...
part of it? Actually,
well, yeah. I mean,
there's
like
so much.
There is so much there. But we've given you some of the key highlight points there. What do you think about it? Do you think she'll get away with this, or how will she get away with it? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Love to hear your thoughts about this. I dominated most of that, Larry. I know you got some things you want to say.
Brian, you know, listen, if you're like me, you know for a fact that she's going to get away with this. So the real question is, how is she going to wiggle out? Is this going to be because of politicized Loretta Lynch and administration, Justice Department just isn't going to do anything? Is it because the corrupt media doesn't care and won't hold her accountable for this? Or is it because her supporters are just so blindly loyal to the idea of Hillary in the White House that they're not willing to listen to any of the evidence that shows that she's completely untrustworthy and broke the law? How do you think she's going to get away with it? Because we all know she's going to get away with it. I know that you still hold out some sort of belief that the Justice Department will actually pursue justice, but I don't think this Justice Department has shown any ability to do that.
Well, it would be a miracle, I actually thought, at this point. But I mean, this, when you really get down to it, it's this email between Hillary and Huma about that I think gets to the question of intent. And I think it's a pretty damning document that she's saying, look, you know, Huma is saying to the secretary, we need to get you on the State Department server. And she responds and says, no, let's get a separate address and device, but I don't want any risk of the personal becoming accessible. What she's saying there is, I want to do this to protect my email chain from ever becoming public. That was the intent of setting up the separate secret server.
One other aspect here, when Huma says we need to get you on the State Department email servers, why is she saying that? What was the impetus for that?
Well, I mean, there were some questions about, you know, whether or not her emails were getting to the right people were able to get to her, and so they said we need to set up this email system, you know, and do business within the regular way of regular order.
There were also questions of what they called attacks. Mm-hmm. That server was under attack by hacking attempts. There are many emails emails that show that they had to reset the server, Hillary Clinton was concerned about opening certain emails because there was concern that the server had been attacked by hackers trying to get in. Well, this is an important aspect, too. Why?
Any indication that your private server was hacked by foreign hackers?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Now, wouldn't that have been a good time to say, well, there were some moments when we thought we were getting penetrated and they were trying to get in, but she could have even said, oh, but we made sure that they didn't get in, and we did. No, she didn't. No indication at all, she says.
There were emails from Brian Pagliano, the man who set up this server, saying to people within the higher echelon of the State Department, be very careful about what you say right now. I think we may be under attack.
Under attack, yeah. There's also this passage from the Washington Post write-up yesterday. If I could really quickly. The Inspector General report found that Clinton's use of private email for public business was not an appropriate method preserving documents and that her practices failed to comply with department policies meant to ensure that federal records laws were followed. The report says Clinton, who is a Democrat presidential frontrunner, should have printed and saved her emails during her 4 years in office or surrendered her work-related correspondence immediately upon stepping down in February 2013. Instead, Clinton provided those records nearly 2 years after leaving office. So the headlines all say she broke email rules. Well, it goes well beyond breaking email rules because those rules are set up to comply with federal record-keeping law so that FOIA laws can be enforced. So when you break the quote-unquote rules for emails, you're in violation of federal law.
Yes.
She violated federal law. Period.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
Well, look. You know, you know that some of the media are in the tank for Hillary Clinton. Let's just be honest about it. And one might suspect that, you know, that the Washington Post editorial board that would be among those who would be willing to turn a blind eye or to find some kind of explanation or to somehow say, well, this report really isn't all that in a bag of chips. But you know what the Washington Post editorial board said? And their editorial about this matter? That it was inexcusable. It was an inexcusable, willful disregard of the rules. I would suggest just a little bit more than that. It was a willful disregard of the law.
More on this. There's a whole lot more to unpack on this, including 4 lies that we know she has said about her emails that were exposed. 522 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Meet Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management.
I get the opportunity to sit down with individuals every single week, talk about their concerns, people who aren't quite retired yet, making sure that their portfolios are on track to get them where they want to be, people who are currently retired, having conversations with them about all of their options. I love my job. It's always a pleasure to do this radio program and get the opportunity to talk to people every single week.
Check out Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Our U.S. military sacrificed so much for our freedoms, and that's why Lustein Auto Mall of Woodbridge is so passionate about National Military Appreciation Month. Hi, I'm Jim Giddings. Buy a car from us and mention WMAL or Wounded Warrior Project in May, and Lustein will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project in your name. Together, we help care for our courageous wounded veterans. Visit us under the largest U.S. flag in Northern Virginia, or simply log on to Lustein.com.
LustinDodge.com. The Drive and Discover event at LustinDodge.com offers up select vehicles with 0% financing for an incredible 84 months. Plus, check out the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica now in stock. 1,000 vehicles all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustinDodge.com. DC Metro's big, full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the DC Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It is 525 here on WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten, see what's going on with the highways and byways. It's time for the WMAL traffic report from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And not too much, Brian. We're off to a really nice start here. Around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. In fact, the overnight road work heading through Silver Spring on the inner loop cleared, picked up. We're looking good out of Frederick, too, on 270. Of course, at this hour, we start to see some of that volume forming down toward Urbana and again past the exit for 109 as expected. Now, out to Leesburg, we do have a crash on Route 7, heading westbound 7 at Belmont Ridge Road for the accident. Inbound eastbound 7, as you come off of the bypass out of Leesburg at Belmont Ridge Road, your lanes are open, but you can see the crash, so a little bit of volume. 95 seeing some brake lights just in Aquia, and again Dale City to Woodbridge wide open, and a great time to take 395 right now from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It looks like it's going to be a really nice day today. A chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Not much of a chance. High of 88. Tonight, 67 degrees currently in the nation's capital. 62 degrees. It is now 526 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
You're willing to say it was an error in judgment, you should have apologized.
No, I'm not willing to say it was an error in judgment because nothing that I did was wrong. It was not in any way prohibited. And
not apologizing sooner, I mean.
Well, apologizing sooner, as soon as you can.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing wrong here, nothing to see. I don't have anything to apologize for. Well, with all due respect, the Inspector General of the State Department came out with a pretty damning report yesterday, which found a lot wrong with what Hillary did with her email server. She violated State Department rules. She did not ask for permission. It was not permitted under the rules, as she has said. It was not allowed. And not only that, when security officials, IT security officials, raised concerns about it, say, excuse me, this may not be very secure. We need to be very careful here. They were told, according to the report, to never speak of the secretary's personal email system again.
Yep.
Boom.
When you're talking to your liberal friends in the office today, here are the four lies you can say. Everything I did was permitted. Wrong. She never asked permission, and had she asked permission, according to the Attorney General, Inspector General, she would have been denied permission. Number two, I've been more transparent than anybody I can think of on this. She never cooperated with the Inspector General. Number three, I used one email out of convenience. No, there's a smoking gun email that shows that she specifically used the separate email so she could avoid having her emails subject to a FOIA request. And number four, was the server ever hacked? Well, no, there are emails saying that they are under attack right now. People are trying to get into her server. She's never revealed any of that information. There's four that you can start with. And the fifth one, by the way, all of my predecessors did this too. Not one Secretary of State ever in the history of the United States had their own private email server where they conducted all of their State Department business. Hillary Clinton's the only one.
A server, by the way, at her house in Chappaqua. It is now 5:28.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real
real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage. The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Coming up in just a moment, speaking of Democrats in chaos and having legal problems, more problems for Terry McAuliffe. But he said, you know, he can't remember, he might have met with this Chinese businessman. Well, now the story is changing. We'll give you the details coming up right after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
Guilty.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Donald Trump is entering a new phase of his campaign, fundraising. The Republican presidential candidate held a $25,000 per ticket dinner in L.A. last night. That came after an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, where he accepted an invitation to a potential debate with Bernie Sanders and clarified his position on the controversial transgender bathroom issue.
The party generally believes that whatever you're born, that's the bathroom you use.
Well, what about you?
I say let the states decide.
Just like at his rally, dozens of protesters set up camp outside Kimmel's studio in Hollywood with some signs reading, "Shame on you, Jimmy." DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz looks to be standing on thinner ice as she finds herself in the middle of the ongoing battle between Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Congressman Steve Israel says the party needs to talk about issues that matter to voters.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not the issue. Democratic Party unity is the issue. And for as long as we are divided on who's chairing the DNC, we're not united.
The Baltimore Sun this morning reporting on rumors that former Maryland governor and presidential candidate Martin O'Malley may be in the running to replace Wasserman Schultz. The investigation continues, trying to find the fuselage of Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean.
The recorders, which likely hold the answers to what happened to the doomed passenger jet, are submerged in as much as 10,000 feet of water. Their batteries, which search crews depend on for locator signals, will run out in just a few weeks.
Correspondent Renee Marsh. And Montgomery County Police releasing surveillance video of a robbery at a video game store last week, showing two hooded men with masks on going into the store on Colesville Road in Silver Spring. It then shows a young boy going up to one of the robbers and punching him in the stomach a few times before the other suspect pried him away. Police say the suspects are two males in their 20s, about 5'6", wearing all black. Nobody injured in that robbery. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,851, NASDAQ at 48.94. Sports, the Nats host the Cardinals tonight after losing the rubber game to the Mets. O's fell in Houston. NBA playoffs, Cleveland takes a 3-2 series lead over Toronto after a blowout win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging. Visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, 4 offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a good start around the region, heading in through town and using the George Washington Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway. Good. In fact, U.S. Park Police say all's been quiet their front. 66 just seeing a little bit of volume as you head into Manassas and briefly in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. 95, the same story with just some pockets of delays growing. 270 out of Frederick, and here we come, southbound toward Route 80. Urbana, and then toward the exit for 109 with that delay. For 29-95, that looks good. And down onto the Beltway, Maryland Beltway, Virginia Beltway, running incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How much of a rain chance? Isolated shower, thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy again. We'll stay on the hot side up near 88 degrees, about 10 above normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Chantilly, 55 in Hyattsville. We're at 64 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630, WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35, our good friend Ken Klukowski is going to join us, legal analyst. And then at 7:05, Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch. He'll have a few things to say about this Inspector General's report. And by the way, new developments that have to do with Cheryl Mills, Chief of Staff to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, and a deposition she's scheduled to give tomorrow. 7:35, Stuart Varney will join us from the Fox Business Network. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Don't you remember?
Boy, memory can be a really funny thing when you're a politician and you spend so much time raising money for yourself, for your friends, for shady businesses. You know, if you're Terry McAuliffe, it's hard to keep everybody in your past straight, right? So let's remind Terry McAuliffe here of a man named Wang Wenliang.
Mm-hmm.
Wang Wenliang.
It's not easy to say.
Nope. But Wang Wenliang seems to be at the center of an investigation that the FBI is conducting on the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Right.
It centers around $120,000 in donations to Terry McAuliffe's 2013 campaign. And, you know, when this story first broke, I believe it was on Monday, Terry McAuliffe's first response to reporters about Wang Wenliang was,
I'm not sure I actually met him.
Yeah. No idea who this guy is.
Yeah, as he seemed, he's like scratching. He said he was baffled. He was shocked. He didn't understand. He seems caught flat-footed
by
the whole thing.
One thing I do know for sure is, though, that I've never met him. Well, then yesterday, after several more inquiries from reporters and huddling with his staff, lo and behold. Ah, yes. Let me go back in time and remember now. I remember. That's right. I have met him on one or two occasions. In fact, I think, I'm not sure, I'm quoting him now, I'm not sure if he came to the inaugural. He may have come to the inaugural, Terry McAuliffe told reporters yesterday. I think we probably met one or two occasions. By the way, Time Magazine, there's still a Time Magazine, you know. Time Magazine is now revealing in a late last night article that Terry McAuliffe invited Wang Wenyang to a fundraiser at Hillary Clinton's home in Washington, D.C.
How about that?
So we've gone in just 48 hours from...
I'm not sure I actually met him.
One more time?
I'm not sure I actually met him.
Yeah, we've gone from that to, oh yeah, we've met a couple of times.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure he came to my inaugural.
Yeah, it seems like something you'd remember.
And I invited him to Hillary Clinton's private home in D.C. for a fundraiser.
Yeah.
But Terry McAuliffe insists that he is not in any way being accused of doing any wrongdoing at all. Yeah, this is a great one, actually. Listen to this.
First of all, no one's alleged any wrongdoing on my part. As you can see today, I'm full out in force and will continue to be full out in force. And, you know, investigations happen. No one's alleged any wrongdoing on my part.
This is the great thing about Terry McAuliffe and being in the public eye and linked with the Clintons, basically being the bag man and for decades and decades and decades having one job, and that is to shake down billionaires all around the world for the Clinton campaigns or for the Clinton Foundation or for the Clinton family.
Right.
When you're that guy, then you can just say,
you know, investigations happen.
Hey, you know, FBI investigations, these things happen. It goes with the territory. But Terry McAuliffe stayed on message yesterday. The most important thing, not to the voters of Virginia, and their concerns are not important. And Terry McAuliffe's personal concerns aren't important. Terry is keeping his eye on the prize. The most important thing that you need to know is...
I don't think it will affect Hillary Clinton at all. It won't affect me at all. If you haven't done anything wrong, which you should be worried about.
It's not going to affect Hillary at all. Yeah. And that, thank God for that, because we were worried sick about Hillary Clinton because no one would want to think that Hillary Clinton was involved in anything dirty or shady or any sort of...
Listen, Terry McAuliffe's got a problem here. He's got a real problem. I mean, and he's, you know, he's doing the very best he can to sort of, you know, make it look like, oh, no big deal. I'm certain there's nothing wrong here. I can, you know, but when the story starts changing that quickly, it means that they are scrambling to find out everything, every contact they've ever had with this guy. They're trying to figure out what it is that the Justice Department might be looking at. And then as they discover that some of the things they said in the early going may not turn out to be correct when the facts are actually examined, well, then they're rushing to correct the record so that it doesn't look like the governor is misleading us. But quite frankly, they're trying to figure it out, and I think as they look more closely at the possible contacts with this guy or other past contacts with the guy, they're going to realize that this is a serious thing. The Justice Department and the FBI don't conduct these kinds of public integrity investigations without a pretty good reason. They have to have a good probable cause to open one of these things.
Reading from the Time Magazine report, again, hitting late last night, Wang Wenliang, Chinese national with U.S. permanent residency, briefly shook Hillary Clinton's hand at a September 30th event, a representative for Wang told Time. An American company controlled by Wang made a $60,000 contribution to McAuliffe's campaign 3 weeks before the Clinton fundraiser. Less than a month later, a separate Wang company pledged $500,000 to the Clinton Foundation, the first of several donations that have eventually totaled $2 million. The fundraiser was one of at least three interactions between Wang and McAuliffe, according to the businessman's representative.
I'm not sure I actually met him.
Okay, Terry, let's see what the story is going to be today. Yeah. Every day there's
every
new
day
stuff
it's going to be a changing, just like the email story. It changes every day. Well, this one's going to change as well.
It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Recently, Defense Secretary Ash Carter toured an operational Virginia-class submarine at a naval submarine base in Connecticut. Secretary Carter told service members there that the U.S. must retain its lead over the capabilities of countries such as Russia and China, adding that the nation must also keep vigilant watch over Iran and North Korea. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel?
then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-5711. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-5711. Again, that's 1-800-500-5711.
It is now 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. For 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 coming eastbound as you approach 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks had a minor incident reported along the right side. Initially, it was reported as a broken down car. So do watch for a little bit of activity here. Again, as you push from past the Fairfax County Parkway toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. No problems to report on the Greenway or the toll road. 95, 395 right now running incident free. Route 7 heading in toward Leesburg. Westbound, the crash had been at Belmont Ridge Road. Eastbound, as you come off the Leesburg bypass and heading toward that intersection with Belmont Ridge Road, a little bit of a distraction for you. 270 out of Frederick, the volume down toward Route 80 Urbana, down past the exit 4109 as expected. And in through town, just spoke with DDOT. They're checking out the traffic lights at the intersection of K Street and 14th Street Northwest, reported to be dark. That could be bad for the rush hour, so I'll keep you posted on that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A kind of a gray sky today. We'll have some sunshine, but clouds will be on the increase, and we may pop a shower, maybe a thunder shower this afternoon. Rain will not be widespread. 88, chance of showers, thunder showers early tonight, then partial clouds and warm overnight, 67. An isolated afternoon storm tomorrow with a high near 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitnick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It is now 5:46.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, saluting all who serve and all who serve to protect our freedom.
It's time for Critter News here on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And Larry, I have news that you will find extremely interesting.
All right. Well, it's about time.
Well, Brian. No, this is Critter News that will resonate because it's right in your backyard.
All right.
You know, you are the unofficial crab cake czar of Maryland.
Well, I am officially the unofficial crab cake.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a piece of paper or an actual
governor has asserted to you personally, so I don't know why you are quibbling about this.
The work's not done until
you've talked to the governor. You've talked to the chief executive of the state of Maryland. You asked him point blank. He agreed that I am the crab cake czar. I don't know why you continue to question my authority,
Brian Wilson. I haven't seen the paperwork.
Oh.
I just haven't seen the document. That's all I'm saying.
With you right-wingers.
The work's not done till the paperwork's finished. Well, anyway, nonetheless, you are the unofficial crab cake czar, at least. And therefore, you will find great interest in the following story from the Chesapeake Bay. The crabs are just going crazy in the bay right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we got more crabs in the bay than we know what to do with.
It's a good time to be a crab.
Man, I'm telling you, the crabs are going crazy. Scientists now estimate, are you ready for this? Now estimate a crab population in the Chesapeake Bay of 553 million.
Wow. And now, you know what that means.
What?
More crab cakes.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
What
good is a crab other than being a crab
cake? And reasonably priced crab cakes, because the law of supply and demand would suggest to you that if there are a lot of crabs, and then you know, the price should go down.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Jeff has gotten that memo
yet.
What's going on with those prices?
Yeah, so anyway, that 553 million number, that's a big number. It's 35% higher than it was last year. Okay, but you say, well, that's impressive. Well, here, it's even more impressive than you might imagine, because last year was 38% higher than the year before. So that's what, 60, almost 70%, 70-some-odd percent.
And it's Memorial Day weekend. Listen, Marylanders and Virginians, this is Memorial Day. We've got more than enough crabs in Chesapeake Bay. I'm counting on you. You've got your marching orders. This whole weekend should be about beer and crab and Old Bay. Let's get it done.
And this, by the way, would bring this to be the highest crab count in the Chesapeake Bay in some 20 years. So I personally think, Larry, that this has something to do with your fine administration of crab cake policy yeah. within the state of Maryland.
Well, like a true politician, I will take credit for something that has nothing to do with me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
That's right. And so there you are. You know, enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. The crabs are plentiful. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Two animal rights groups are
asking... I believe it's pronounced Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. And they're... I guarantee. two animal rights groups are asking that Louisiana State University stop using captive tigers as the mascot. This is a day after LSU said its mascot, and this is sad, was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, a tumor on its face.
Right, which has nothing to do with being held in a cage over at the college. That happens to tigers.
So the folks at PETA, you know, because they can't let a moment pass without jumping into something like this. It's a moment of tragedy. I mean, if you are an alumni or a student at LSU, you're saddened by this.
I don't know if it rises to the level of tragedy, animals die.
Well, that's true.
In fact, many animals have died at LSU acting as the mascot. They call this mascot Mike 6, which suggests to me that there was a Mike 1 through 5.
That's right.
So, and something happened to those Mikes.
That's right. Sad news if you are an alumni of they're tiger. It's going through some tough times.
Sure.
And they're going to, by the way, do everything they possibly can do. If this tiger were in the wild, it would not get the kind of care that it's going to get as a result of it being the mascot of the vaunted Louisiana State University.
Yeah.
And so now that PETA says, well, you should only use costumed human mascots.
Well, which, by the way, is also inhumane. You know, I'm more worried about the poor dude that has to be in that hot costume and in sweaty Baton Rouge during a football game. Can I just say, I have an official announcement, a response from LSU to PETA about not using this tiger
anymore. What is it? It is 5:51. Time to check with an El Rushbo. Well, a growing number of people just live to be offended. Most of them are liberals, which is why political correctness has run amok in our society. A harmless advertisement in San Francisco has been blown into a controversy because it gave some people waiting to be offended a reason to claim they were offended. Now, the ad appears on billboards and bus stops, sponsored by a money lending company. It reads, 10% down because you're too smart to rent. That's it. Obviously, it appeals to people interested in buying a house, and that's the problem. The offended say the ad is smug and insulting. It's even called mean-spirited because supposedly it's blaming people who cannot afford houses for their own financial situation. It oozes self-congratulatory privilege, wrote one of the offended. Now, San Francisco is a very expensive place to own property. That's the reality. The median price for a one-bedroom condo is about $850,000, which means you would need 85 large for a 10% down payment. Since it's such a pricey place to live, most San Francisco residents don't own property. They rent or live on the street. At the risk of offending the offended even more, here's another economic reality. People can move to less expensive places where they, too, can maybe afford to own. But if you live in high-priced areas, you pay high prices. It's just the way things work, unless you want to sign back up for a subprime loan.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
It is 5:55 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're doing okay around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. 66, the broken down have been eastbound. 66 right as you pass 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. And it looks like off in the distance, far right shoulder, I see one vehicle, no flashing lights. 95 through Dale City into Lorton, also seeing some of those stop-and-go delays. DC 295 currently with lanes open. Let's hope it stays that way, passing Benning Road and down toward the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to push some showers in from the west. We'll see some sunshine with increasing clouds as we go through the day. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, and stay warm. Up near 88, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, ever wonder why getting into shape isn't as easy as it was when you were 25? Well, it's not your fault. It's Mother Nature's. Because once you hit 45, your body has less youth-boosting free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. That's why you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Nugenix helps you feel stronger and more energetic, more passionate too. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting STRONG to 99000. Nugenix is so effective it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get yourself back into shape and be more of the man you want to be with award-winning Nugenix. Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting STRONG to 99000. Again, text STRONG to 99000.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-705-2855. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-705-2855. That's 1-800-705-2855.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on now and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Restrictions apply.
Coming up on WMAL.
There was a Univision anchor who delivered a commencement speech, part in Spanish, and she told the graduates to use their new journalism degrees to go after Donald Trump. How the graduates responded will make you happy.
And we're going to tell you about the neighborhood that the president is moving into and some interesting things about it. That's if